This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. The UN Secretary General said Thursday the damage COVID-19 has done globally will not be undone by a vaccine, and a full recovery will take years, if not decades. Antonio Guterres was speaking to a high-level special session of the General Assembly intended to take stock of the current global response to the illness caused by the coronavirus.
In a global crisis, we must meet the expectations of those we serve with unity, solidarity, and coordinated multilateral global action.
Nearly 80 heads of state and government are addressing the two-day summit by video, which will also include presentations from scientists, experts, and the head of several UN agencies, including the Director General of the World Health Organization. The Trump administration says some Americans could be just days away from getting a coronavirus vaccine, but there are fears some people might not want it. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Help is on the way.
Vice President Pence says vaccinations may start within 48 hours of federal regulators approving the drugs, what he calls historically fast progress.
Only in America.
But Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Chief Robert Redfield worries about a culture in America.
This growing concern of what I call vaccine hesitancy.
Some people just don't trust them.
It's really sad as an infectious disease physician to see many people choose to leave vaccination on the shelf.
Former presidents Clinton, Bush, and Obama say they'd be willing to publicly take a coronavirus vaccine to boost confidence. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow Jones Industrials closing up 0.29%. The NASDAQ gained by 0.23%, but the S&P fell by 0.06%. This is VOA News. Hong Kong media tycoon and pro-democracy campaigner Jimmy Lai was denied bail on Thursday. Reuters' Flora Bradley Watson has details.
Lai and two of his senior executives are facing a charge of fraud relating to the lease of a building that houses Lai's Apple Daily, an anti-government tabloid. Authorities have intensified a crackdown on key opposition figures in the Chinese-ruled city, following Beijing's imposition of a national security law on June the 30th. The new law punishes anything China considers subversion, secession, terrorism, and collusion with foreign forces. Now, when his colleagues are accused of falsely representing the use of their office to their landlord. While a fraud charge does not fall under the new law, the case marks another crackdown on pro-democracy figures. Lau's appearance in court came just a day after one of Hong Kong's most prominent activists, Joshua Wong, was jailed for more than 13 months for his role in an unlawful anti-government rally in 2019.
That's Reuters' Flora Bradley Watson. The airline that carried the most passengers in Europe last year is signaling confidence in Boeing and the eventual return of air travel. AP's Jennifer King reports.
The Boeing company is getting a big boost from Ireland-based discount airlines Ryanair, which is purchasing 75 more of the retooled 737 MAX jets. The announcement seen as a shot in the arm for Boeing. The planes were grounded last year after two crashes that killed 346 people.
This is the most scrutinized, most audited aircraft in history.
Ryanair CEO Michael O'Leary touted the plane's advantages.
It burns 16% less fuel per seat.
And express confidence that customers will return as virus vaccines become more widely available.
We intend to accelerate the recovery of traffic, tourism, and jobs.
Jennifer King, Washington.
The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits has dropped, but remains high. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
The Labor Department says 712,000 workers applied for jobless claims last week. That's down from 787,000 the week before. But another sign that many employers are cutting jobs as the economy remains under stress from the coronavirus. The number of people who are continuing to receive state unemployment benefits dropped from 6.1 million to 5.5 million. That means some of the unemployed have found jobs, but it also indicates that many jobless Americans have used up their benefits. Mike Hemp in Washington.
A split Wisconsin Supreme Court on Thursday refused to hear President Donald Trump's lawsuit, attempting to overturn his loss to Democrat Joe Biden in the battleground state. Judges in multiple states have rejected his claims of fraud or irregularities. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.